Misha Nichnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha, thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 17th day of the month of Adar Aleph. Please continue to daven for a young 6-year-old girl here in Boca, very much still in need of our collective tefillos. They have rearranged the order of her name, which I thought was strange initially to begin with. Generally, when a name is added, it is at the beginning for the prior names. And that is what they fixed today. Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel. Again, it's Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel. Please keep her in mind on the call today as we recite our tefillos, our prayers, as well as in your personal prayers as well. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances for the Jewish people. There is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. So we continue to gather for a few moments to hear some words of inspiration of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Rosenfeld of the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. I believe this is the first time we've had Rabbi Rosenfeld on since he became the rabbi at the Young Israel. So I want to wish him a belated Mazel Tov to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Rosenfeld fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaderach for Tzahal, the Mishaderach for those held captive, for the Shruim. And Rabbi Rosenfeld will conclude with the Mishaderach L'Cholem and pause. May each of us an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rosenfeld.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for having me on this such important meeting and this conference call, this wonderful call. And I will see your comments about Misha Nichnas Adar, and I will raise you. I will raise you on that, because Misha Nichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. We know that we're supposed to be Besimcha, and specifically this month is supposed to be extra Simcha, because we have two Adars. So for some way, shape, or form, we're supposed to have double the amount of Simcha. And it's interesting because I work with Shidduchim, specifically with family members of singles, with the goal of celebrating Smachot. Happy to share with that after the call. The app that I work for, Auntie Family Matchmaking, and what we try to do, work with the family members and the friends of the singles to help them, to get them to the Simcha, so to speak. And this is the month. This is the month that we are supposed to be the Simcha. And yet, you also mentioned that this year, I can't speak for everyone, but I know I can speak for myself, that it's incredibly difficult. I find it especially difficult to do the Simcha, whether for 1 month or for two. It doesn't really matter with what's going on in the world. So how can we understand these 60 days of Simcha this year in light of everything going on? So the Baal Shem Tov famously used to say, Baal Shem Tov, of course, was credited with the founder of Hasidic Judaism. He used to say that there is a halacha, there's a rule of batal b'shishim, you may be familiar with it, where if you have 60 times the amount of permitted item versus or multiplied by the times one amount of the prohibited item, so you have a big stew and you have everything that's kosher in the stew, but one tiny little piece of milk falls into a meat stew or whatever it may be, then we know that the prohibited item becomes batal, becomes nullified. And everything is permitted. It's called Basel B'Shishim. The Baal Shem Tov said that when you have two Adars, then you have 60 days of Adar. So no matter what happens, no matter what tsar or pain that we're going through, either on an individual level or on a collective level in Klal Yisrael, the hope is, please God, that the simcha of the 60 days of Adar cancels out, is mevatel, and puts an end to the terrible tsara, to the terrible hardships that we are facing in Klal Yisrael. For a second possibility is perhaps how we can understand simcha this year, in light of what's going on, can be found in the Sforno. Now, Sforno lived in the 16th century in Italy. I had the great chut, the great merit to visit his kever, to visit his grave site about 5-6 years ago when my family took a trip to Italy. We were as close to as we think we were to the Sforno's kever. It's not exactly clear. But we were generally, we were in the direct area. Let's leave it at that. And he comments on the story that many of us are familiar with, where Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses comes down from Har Sinai, and he finds the greatest, most egregious sin of all time, the Chet Egel, the sin of the golden calf. And we know what happens next. He breaks the Luchos, he drops the Luchos, that's the discussion in the commentators, exactly what happened. But what is clear is he understood what was happening when he dropped those Luchos. And he broke the holy tablets. However, the Sforno says something incredible. Because Moshe did not break the Luchos simply because he saw the Jewish people sinning, because he saw the greatest sin of all time. Rather, he broke the Luchos because Yismach Yisrael be'osav, because he saw how happy they were committing the sin. It wasn't that they were sinning, that they gave in to their Yitzhahara, their evil inclination. No, it was that they were sinning and they were happy. He saw the simcha they had to sin this great Aveira, to commit this great Aveira, and that's what led Moshe to break the Luchos, says the Sforno. So perhaps we can humbly suggest that simcha, we know, is an extremely powerful tool, but only when it's used properly. The worst thing we can do in life is use this incredible gift of simcha for the wrong reasons. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a special matana, a special gift, to have two Adars, twice as much simcha, automatically infused in this month and next month as well. But if we use simcha for the right reasons, then we are told for the correct reasons, then we can be nevatel, the shishim. We can nullify, we can cancel out the tsar and the tsara with our tefillos, with our Talmud Torah, with our acts of kindness, with our studying of Torah, and of course with our prayers. But only when we are besimcha for the right reasons. So let us use these 60 days of Adar, 60 days of holy simcha, for the right reasons, and please God, end the tsara for all of the Jewish people. I'm going to begin with Tehillim Kaf. Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Yisagebcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh, U'mitziyon Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, V'yalavcha Yidashne Stella, Yitin Lecha Kilvavecha, V'cho Atzcha Asascha Yimalei, Miranina B'shuascha, ובשם אלוהינו נגדול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. עתה ידעתי כי יושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משתי קדשו בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. הימה קרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסעודד. אדוני יושיע המלך יעננו ויום קרנו. ולקוף. Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echar Bino Seshe Yarvitzeni Ame Menuchos Yinahaleini Nafshi Yishovev Yancheini B'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shemoho Gam Ki Elech Megeis Amoves Lo Yira Rat Yata Yimadi Shibdecha Omishantecha Heima Yinachamuni Taroch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Torarai Ishanta Bashemen Roshi, Koti Revaya. Ach, Tova Chesed Yudifuni, Kol Yemei Chayai, Vishavti Bebeis Adonai, Liorech Yamin. Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir Lamala, Tisoinai Elorim, Yayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Mim Adonai, Ote Shemaim Varet, Al Yitin Lamar Aglecha, Ayanum, Shomrecha. Hine lo yonam v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael,
Adonai shamecha, Adonai tocha, yad yiminecha, yomam Hashem eshleyakecha, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikara, yishmar es nafshecha, Adonai yishmar teitzcha v'lecha, me'ata v'yad olam.
Kuflamin 130.
Shira malo, shira makim, kurasicha Adonai. Adonai shema bakalit, yenav nechach hashibot sekol tach Adonai. Im avonos tishmarya, Adonai mi amod, kim chasicha leman divarei. Hivisi Adonai kifta nafshi, v'lidvaro hofalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai chesed rabbei bo pedus. Who yiftes Yisrael mikol avonosav.
142,
Kuf Mem Beis. Maskil David Yoso Mara Sfila. Koli Adonai Ezak, Koli Adonai Ezkanan. Eshpoch lefanav tichi, terasi lefanav agid. Vyisatef alai ruchi, vyato yadata nesivati. Beorach zu alich, tamnu kachli. Habet yamin ure'evi nimakir, avad manos v'meni ein doresh nafshi. Zoasti elecha Adonai amarti, ata machzich al kiberet hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi kidolosim me'od, hashivinu mirotfai, ki yamsu mimeni. Hotziya mimaskir nafshiva odot eshimecha, birak tiru sadikim, ki sigmol aloi.
Achenu kovesi tzal, nesim besara tzal v'shivya, omdim, im, erudim, erudim, Mishuda v'ku'ula hashta v'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amin. That would say the Misha Berach for the IDF.
Misha Berach avoseinu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov u'yivarech es chayalei tzva'agana l'Yisrael ha'omdim ha'mishmar artzenu v'yare Eloheinu migvul al-vanon v'abidvar mitzrayim u'menayam ha'gadol alavo ha'rava v'ayalasha v'aviru v'ayam yitena Adonai es oyvenu הקמים עלינו נגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה וכל מעשה ידיהם, יעגבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעשיהם בקשר ישועה, ובעטרת ניצחון וקוי עם הכסרות, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, ולכם לכם, ואוהביכם להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן.
Say, מי שברך for the שבויים, for the cat.
Misha Beirach Avosinu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, who Yivarech, Yishmor, Yivinsor, Esachinu, Beis Yisrael, Shvuyim. Ba'avor, Shadim, Espalim, Ba'avoram, Kershbaruch, Yimalei, Rachamim, Aleihem, Yishmorem, Mikol, Tzara, Vetsuko, Mikol, Nega, Omachla, Yishlach, Baruchah, Vatzlocha, Lechob, Asi, Yedehem, Yotiyem, Yichoshech, Vetsamoveth, Vyashivim, Mehera, Lechek, Vishmachosehem, Vinomar, Amen.
Now I'll say the Misha Berach for the colon, for the ill. Please pause. I will pause. When I pause, please enter the name for anyone you might be davening for, whether you know their name in Hebrew or in English.
Misha Berach Avosenu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Uyivarech Es HaKolim.
Ba'avor shemisalim l'shlomam, yifkar zed ha-kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, lach demom rafosam, lach sikam lachayosam, v'yishlach lahem, ehe rafu ha-shalim ha-shamayim, v'ramach yivarim, v'shesagidim, v'sof shach l'yisrael pos nefesh, v'rafu ha-saguf, hashter ba'galah v'zman kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rosenthal. We look forward to having you back on the program in Yirat Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.